From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has told the U.N. Security Council that the United States is prepared to use military means to defend itself and its allies from the growing threat of North Korea. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
In an emergency meeting called by the U.S., Japan, and South Korea following Pyongyang's launch Tuesday of an intercontinental ballistic missile, Nikki Haley laid out the Trump administration's options as it sees them.
One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction. We have other methods of addressing those who threaten us and of addressing those who supply the threats. We have great capabilities in the area of trade.
China is North Korea's largest trade partner, accounting for some 90% of trade with the rogue nation. Haley was clear that countries which allow or encourage trade with North Korea that violates UN resolutions would see their trade agreements with the United States suffer as a result.
Our attitude on trade changes when countries do not take international security threats seriously.
Ambassador Haley said she would circulate a new draft sanctions resolution among council members in the coming days, which would be proportionate to North Korea's escalation. China has not indicated whether it would be willing to support new sanctions. Russia expressed opposition. Both countries said any military solution to the problem must not be an option. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. Rescue.